So let's finish Hosea. So we talked a little bit last week about some of the way the Gemara has introduced this tshuva. But we didn't get through everything here, right? But, right, so again, we talked about how the Gemara says that basically, right, the chiddush here is that, look, we're reforging a brit, and God allows us to with just words, right? Now, we didn't deal with last week, but what does that become the source for? Right? So that becomes exactly. Right? And Chazal, that's in addition to everything we talked about last week, becomes the source for the idea that nowadays that we don't have Karbanot, what we say can replace it, that tefillah is in place of korban. What? So in that sense, it's b'di'evad, but that's why, and we can, you know, halachically, the poskim actually say that karbanot are very important. If you talk to Rosh Hashanah, it'll say, yeah, there's a good argument to be made that karbanot is more important, or as important, maybe more important than psukei zimra, because it's a kiyum of mishalma farim sfateinu. Right? The most direct one is that we're actually talking about the karbanot. Okay, so let's read the last few psukim here in Hosea. So in pasuk Dalid, what you get is as follows, right? So we've said that we're going to return to God, reforge the brit, and through tshuva. But part of what we're going to have to say, so as we've seen before, what is our sin? Much of our sin was political, and therefore our tshuva has to be what? Yeah. So our tshuva has to be right political. So you get in pasuk Dalet, Ashur lo yishen, Asuz lo nirkav, lo mar eleinu maaseh yadenu, Asher b'chayu rucham yatom. Right, so both the political and the avodah zarah will be over. We will be able to say, Pemale Ashur, you won't save us. We will not ride on susim, right, which again, the notion of going to Mitzrayim to get susim is part of this in here, and if we think Tehillim, right, that right, they are on their horses. We b'shem Elokeinu naskir. Yeah. Right, so again, we're going to rely on God, and we won't worship a desire because we won't say the things that we created. You are my God. Right, instead, Asher b'chayu rucham yatom. Only to you, God, do we recognize that we will get mercy for the yatom. Now, here it could be a mashal to the Jewish people, like you have an echa yatomim hayinu ve'enav, that we were like an orphan, right, without a father. It's also central to God's identity, right? Osem mishpat yatom va'almana, and the like. So in that case, we're starting to wrap up these themes. Erpa mishuvatam o'avem nidava kishav api mimenu. I will heal them, right? And this idea we find in Tehillim, right, that sin is also referred to as illness, and therefore you can be healed from sin. So in Tehillim, you get Rafa Nafshi Ki Chatati Lach. You get other ones, right? You know, the Gemara already notes that that part is part of why the connection of Rafua and Slicha, why they're close in Shmon Esrei, right? Geula is where it is for whatever reasons, but Rafaino is close because, right, it is also a mashal there. Right, the Ibn Ezra here says, right, Meshuvam neshama kachali baguf al kein milat arpat, right, because the idea that sickness, that sin is a sickness of the soul. Yirmiyahu says this, Shuvu vanim shovavim erpa mi shuvotechem, right, so this is a common theme, and we've seen it in Hosea on Perek Vav, right, L'chu v'nashuv al Hashem ki hu tarafi erpeinu. And God says, I will love them nidava. What is nidava? Right? Yeah, meaning generously, right? Bin divud, I will love them a lot, right? So one is either generously, that's the Ibn Ezra, or Rashi says as a gift, meaning you don't really deserve it, but I will do it as a, I mean, right, as a gift.
The idea of generous also.
Correct, meaning those, well, generous could mean quantitatively, that I'll give you more love than you deserve at some level, right? Or it could mean that you don't deserve it at all, but I will give it to you anyways. Ehyeh chatal li Yisrael, yifrach kashosh shana, v'yach sharashav kalivanon. I will be like due to the Jewish people. Now, what is, why do? So do is in general, you know, identified with bracha. Right? You, what? Right. Correct, right? Meaning, right, right. And definitely in Chazal, tal is always good, right? Rain can be not, but also it's part of the bracha of Yaakov, right? If you think about it, right? The idea of tal. Yifrach Kashoshana, right? They will flower like a Shoshana, which is often Shoshana? Which often translated as a rose, but it's probably more of a lily, right? Jews are usually lilies. Why? There's a gentleness to it. They're like big and gentle, and right. But even though they're like going to spread quickly, you know, probably also quickly, like lilies grow pretty quickly, right? And they'll spread, but they'll be as strong as the cedars, right? Because their shorashim, right, will be kilivano. Right? And that mix of metaphors is very powerful, right? The idea that they're like, you know, gentle lilies with, right, roots of, right, with very, very firm roots. Right, which of course this is the opposite. Just to highlight, we're right earlier in Hosea. What did we say? That Huka Ephraim Shersham Yavesh Pri Bal Yasu. They won't produce fruit, and their roots will be destroyed. So the idea here that we're fixing that, right? This imagery of fixing Yalchu Yon Kodavi Chazayit Hodov Reach Lo Kalil Vanon. Right, it's the branches. Right, the young branches will go out. It'll be as glorious as the Zayit, because the Zayit is particularly glorious branches, as you can see. Right, it's like a very thick, right, just very, very thick. And obviously, it's identified with Israel in that sense. And it will smell like the Levanon, right? You'll also, right. So the what's the Radak? The Radak says, right? Why smell? Because part of their reward will be that they're reputation will go far, right? Mm-hmm. Smell is just, it spreads and it spreads and it spreads. And obviously in Shir HaShirim, right, we have this a lot, the imagery of smell, right? The Reach Samotayach Kareach Levanon, right? That your clothes smell like the Levanon. Targum Yonatan connects it specifically to the Akhtoret. Yoshuvu Yoshvei Vitzilo Yichayu Dagan Vichu Chagafen Zichro Chayen Galvanon. They will, and the people who were in your shadow will come back. So the Radak says it means that they will come back to the shadow of God, meaning the Jews will come back to the shadow of God. Right. So now you switch from being the tree to being in the shadow of the tree, which is interesting. The simple shot is no, the people who rely on you, the Jewish people, will come back because you're the tree and people will rely on you. You'll be powerful again, right? But the Radak flip of the metaphor is actually powerful. You're the tree, but you're in my shade, right? Which is a mix of metaphors, which is, right, which is very powerful. They will, right, and they will be able to have Dagan, right? Because until now, right, they've needed food, and that's why they were returning to Ashur and the other Avodah Zarah. But you will have food, I will promise to you, right?
Isn't shade like an idea of like
olives? No, it's being taken care of, right? Shade here is positive. And they'll grow like the Geffen, like the grapevine. And again, all of this is closing up the curses. Sure, I guess. Thank you. Do you want to run and get food before it's all gone, or we fine?
Sure.
We have two psukim left.
Oh, we could just finish the last two.
Right. So Ephraim, Mali, Od, Lots, Abim, Ani, Aniti, Vashurenu, Ani, Kivrosh, Ra'anan, Mimene, Per Yechad, Nimsa. Right. Ephraim. Right. He says, right. What else? One second. Right. Like. What more, right? What you're going to say is, why do I have idols, right? You're just going to look at it and say, like, right, I don't need you anymore because I am like a cypress, right? Meaning you're going to realize, why did you turn to Avodah Zarah? What's it highlighting? That you were desperate. You thought you needed them. But you're going to realize that you are, right, making payroll. You're producing because you don't need them anymore, right? Meaning part of it is God's going to tell you, you're going to realize that you didn't need it. Mi chacham yavin eila navon yadeim ki sharim darchei Adonai v'tzadikim yelchubam v'voshim yikashlubam. And who is wise enough to understand this, that God's ways are yashar, are straight, right? And tzadikim will follow his ways, right? He's saying, if you're just smart, you will do it. And the poshim, the sinners, what is yikashlubam? So the simple pshat is, they will fail by not keeping the mitzvot, right? That the whole message here is, right, the Radak says it's not just that they're straight and proper, it's that there are people who think it's lo yitachein. There are people who think that it's impossible to follow God. And you will say, no, 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 it is possible. It's possible, and you will commit to actually doing it. Now, that's the simple shot, right, is that the people who can keep it will, and the people who can't, you know, the people who don't will suffer. the Gemara has a radical reread of that, which is, how could it, what, because the simple pshat is what? That it's the same path, that there is a path on which tzaddikim will succeed and Rishayim will not, rather than they take different paths, right? Or they fail in taking the path, the same path. So what does the Gemara do with it? Avera lishma. What it's talking about is avera lishma, where if you do an avera for the right reason, then you're a tzaddik. And if you do an avera for the wrong reason, you're a rasha. Meaning the exact same path, if you follow it properly, and then the Gemara gives examples, right? Like, it, right? The Gemara famously says that Yael is equivalent to the Imahot, even though, as they understand it, she slept and committed adultery with Sisra. Doesn't matter, because she was doing it for the right reasons. And this pasuk, right, the fact that the simple pshat isn't they're following different paths, but the same path, right, is what leads them to read that very, right, so you look at the main sugya in Gemara, in Nazir, Chav Gimel, and elsewhere. Now, the Sefer Hasidim has another way of solving this problem. And he says, no. The point is that looking at the mitzvot, tzaddikim will understand that it's valuable, and Rishayim will look at it and say it's shtut. Right? It is the same path, but why is it the same path? Right? It's because their sin isn't just that they avoid it. What's their sin? I'll just read you. It's a powerful line. It's right at the beginning of Sefer Hasidim. He says, "L'kach nevdar Sefer Hasidim." This is why I wrote the book. L'man yirubo yirei Hashem, so you'll fear God. V'kol hashavim l'varam b'leiv shalem v'yedu v'yavinu mashe alem la'asod. Meizet davar zinch l'izaher. You'll know what to be careful of and not. Ach lo l'rishayim nichtav. The Torah isn't for Sefer Hasidim is not for Rishayim. Why? Shim yirubo Rishayim. If the Rishayim see the Sefer Hasidim, you're near dvarm. V'enem divrei shtut. They'll think it's stupid. V'in dabru b'zem yilagu lomo. And if they talk about the Torah, all they'll do is make fun of it. The ways of righteousness are themselves. Right? They trip up the Rishayim because they look at it and actively abandon it and make fun of it. Meaning they sin in their approach to mitzvah itself. Right? But again, that's not, I think, simple pshat either. As the Radak says, the simple pshat is more likely that tzaddikim yelchubam ki yakiru v'yedu ki chol drachav mishpat, they will realize that it's proper. V'im yira tzaddik v'ralo rasha v'tov lo yachshu v'kol emet, right? And even when they see the challenges, like tzaddik v'ralo, they'll realize that God is correct, and then he goes on, and they'll realize scharvonesh, and that the world is fair, and da-da-da-da. They'll look at the world and its complexity and say, let din v'let dayan. There is no judge here. And therefore, they won't do tshuva. Right now, he adds a theological component, but what's clear is that for the Radak, even though it doesn't work quite with the words, he's saying the simple pshat is that tzaddikim will follow the Torah, and the Rishon will find every reason in the book not to follow the Torah. But again, Chazal and the Sefer Hasidim take two different approaches, saying, no, the same path, right? For Chazal, it's avera lishma, right? Where tzaddikim, it's a mitzvah. Rishayim, it's an avera. And for Sefer Hasidim, it's no. Mitzvot itself are what make the Rishayim have their downfall. So that is the end of Hosea, and we'll, I guess, try to go faster and maybe do Yoel in like 1 or 2 weeks.